WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 6. The temperature is 71. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. I'm Bill Oliver. This week's announcement in Austin of a $91 million drug manufacturing plant coming to Bryan College stations by a quarter pointed out the benefits to the state. Bryan Mayor Jason Bielinski on this morning's WTAW The Infomaniac says one economist estimates the local impact at $400 million.
In spinoffs and helping the economy over the next 25 years, you know, you're talking about 7,000 jobs.
Last night at the Bryan City Council meeting, Chuck Condola said there'd be an $80 million increase in property investment, and the estimated payroll would approach $4 million annually.
They said they would not have come if the infrastructure were not there. We argued not too long ago about whether or not we should have an overpass at the Health Science Center corridor. I'm so glad that people with vision have been in office in Bryan the last several years.
Groundbreaking of the GlaxoSmithKline plant expected this summer, according to the Research Valley Partnership. Also from last night's Bryan Council meeting, City Manager Keene Register was reported he was in Galveston to check in on injured fireman Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran.
Ricky and Mitch are progressing well. I will say, though, that they still have a very long way to go before they'll be back home. They're both in good spirits and look forward to being able to come back to Bryan. And just ask that you please keep them and their families in your prayers.
Register says both continue to undergo frequent and very painful surgeries from severe burns in last month's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. And with that in mind, you're invited to participate in a fundraiser 5K run to benefit the families of those victims.
We've just really had kind of a groundswell of support that's come around these four families. And as a firefighter wife, that's amazing for me to see, because a lot of the times we feel like we get overlooked, like people don't really notice until something bad has happened. And so it's just really heartwarming to see everybody coming out in support of these families, just to tell them that we're here and we're going to be here no matter what.
Casey Ray, the wife of a College Station fireman who's among the organizers of the Run for Remembrance 5K. Go to the WTAW.com website to learn more about the run April 20th at the Teeks Brayton Fire Training Field. A Louisiana man will remain in jail held without bond on a federal charge of blackmailing an A&M professor who committed suicide. The victim's widow tells the Associated Press James Onney was a good man. Miriam Onney also says he was, quoting, very human with Foss, just like all of us. And while her husband had been depressed for several years, she says she's not excusing his actions. Daniel Duplessis goes on trial May 28th for using an underage girl to lure the professor into a sexually explicit online relationship, then contacting Onney, acting as an outraged father, to demand money. According to court records, when Onney didn't pay up, Duplessis said he was going to publicize the relationship. That's when the professor jumped from the top of the Northside garage. Law enforcement investigating Ani's death found emails and text messages that revealed the scheme that led to Duplessis' arrest. Thanks to an alert neighbor, a growing list of rural burglaries in Leon, Limestone, and McClellan counties may be solved. Leon County Sheriff Kevin Ellis says more arrests are possible. That follows the apprehension of a North Zulch couple, 39-year-old Jennifer K. Walla and 22-year-old Ethan Tinkham.
They've done so many burglaries in a small area of Limestone County. You know, that all the neighbors was aware of what was going on and was kind of watching out. And when they seen this vehicle, you know, they... You know, they talked to them, and you know, their story didn't add up as to why they were there.
Ellis suspects they have recovered property from North Zoltz has not been reported stolen. It's not often one employer is looking to fill 250 positions at one time, but that's the goal at the new Scott and White Hospital in College Station. Human Resources Director Bob Schubert says they're holding a career fair tomorrow at the Hilton.
That's a daunting task, but one that we're up to. All of our directors and our managers are involved, which will be about 10 people from the local hospital here. We have five staff members coming from our corporate headquarters in Temple, along with all of our HR staff, and that'll be three of us that'll be doing that. We're hoping we will be able to attract approximately 500 people.
More information about the fair, which is tomorrow from 2 until 8:30, is on our website at WTAW.com, and we'll hear more from Bob in a few minutes. One other business item, the $11 billion merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways has won bankruptcy court approval, but without approving the $20 million severance package for American's departing chief executive. The merger, which still needs approval from antitrust regulators and U.S. Airways shareholders, is expected to close by the fall. WTAW News Time's 23 minutes from 6. News brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. Mornings anytime online at WTAW.com. Brazos Valley weather forecast is next. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.